Well, something big is brewing for the American labor movement in Bessemer, Alabama, where nearly 6,000 Amazon warehouse workers are deciding whether to unionize. Many workers complain of impossible targets they have to meet on their feet for 9 hours a day, sorting products and stuffing those Amazon packages that we all wait for in the mail. Motherboard labor reporter Lauren Gurley was embedded at the Bessemer warehouse a few weeks ago. She has covered Amazon's labor practices closely, and she joined us earlier on Skype to discuss how big a deal this could be.
This is definitely the most attention any union drive has received in many years, probably decades. There's been a resurgent sort of interest in the labor movement around the country, but that hasn't really been reflected yet in gains that have been made in terms of, I think, union representation in this country is at 10.8%. So the enthusiasm is not matched by the numbers of people in unions, but that could start to change if these workers win.
What kinds of things did you see at the warehouse? I understand, for example, when a worker goes to use the restroom, there is anti-union literature posted in the toilet stalls.
Indeed, there is. So reporters are not allowed inside the warehouse. I was standing outside of the warehouse, but they're doing all sorts of things. They were sending text messages to workers every single day with anti-union talking points. They're sending mailers to their houses, care packages. They have Twitch ads. They're handing out pins and t-shirts. The warehouse has all these anti-union banners. They even changed a street light outside the warehouse. They convinced the county to change the timer on a street light to make organizing harder. Much of the organizing for this union drive has gone on a small patch of public sidewalk outside the warehouse, which is like one of the only points of access for organizers. This area is very rural and workers are commuting in from all over the place.
What are the workers demanding? Are they asking for a shorter workday or more breaks, or what kinds of things would they like to have?
That's a great question. So this isn't really about wages. I mean, all Amazon workers are paid $15 an hour. That's twice Alabama's minimum wage. But it's partially about that. But for the most part, it's about Amazon's obsessive productivity quotas. Workers complain that they have no time to use the bathroom, that they can't even make it to their car by the time their break is over. There's a lot of workplace injuries that workers would like to have addressed. It's a job that's very tolling on the body. And because Amazon has profited so much during the pandemic, workers, they'd like to see a part of that reflected in how they're treated. I mean, I've talked to a lot of workers who say they feel like robots, that they want more humane treatment. And so I think also this is really connected to a civil rights struggle. I think for workers, there's a long legacy of militant unionism in Alabama, in the area where this warehouse is, labor struggles and civil rights struggles going hand in hand.
It would not be fair to not bring up the other side. Some of the workers are not for unionizing. What are they saying by way of, this is what we signed up for, the health benefits are great? There are some workers that say they're just fine with the way things are, and this is a bit unfair to Amazon.
Yeah, I think some workers are afraid that if the union comes in, Amazon will leave and close down the warehouse and find somewhere they don't have to deal with a union. I think a lot of workers also feel like this $15 an hour is maybe twice as much as I would make in fast food or other jobs that don't require a college degree in the area. Amazon has a very strong PR campaign about all the reasons that it's so great to work at an Amazon warehouse, and they've been using those talking points a lot during the campaign, and I think some workers do agree with that.
Lauren Gurley of Motherboard on Skype. Will keep in close touch with the folks in Alabama and find out which way those Amazon workers vote. Do they want to be union employees? Stay with us.